Yeah, welcome back to Morning Glory. And I tell you what, that Joel and Fletcher in the afternoons, it is a good laugh. I spending last weekend with Brian Fletcher.
How was he by the end of it?
Mate, he was, we'll put it this way. Come Monday when we're sitting waiting to board the flight out of Brisbane to Sydney, Hindy looked at me and Fletcher and said, "How are you two still alive?" And I said, "Really? Spiritually and emotionally, I'm not."
Did you go to the Magic Round?
No, I didn't. I went to the first Magic Round and I had to do a colour piece. And I wrote, "Magic Round was so good I can't remember anything about it." And my boss's word came to send me again.
Tragic Round.
Yeah.
It's time for Honest Opinions, where we basically get to vent against people, places, things. And, gentlemen, as we know, it's a big weekend with the election coming up. Yesterday, I went to the polling booth early to vote. I've got an engagement on Saturday, so I decided to give myself the time to ponder my selections. And when you get the big sheet, you know, and they go, "Mate, you can do, you know, one at the top, or you can go down and just fill everyone in." Well, I just kept things simple. But on approach, I was, I'll say bombarded by a gaggle of individuals, right, trying to force voting leaflets upon me, right? Now, I fought my way through the pack where I was, the last person I was confronted with was a Greens candidate. And he was pushing a leaflet in my face. Now, I asked the Greens volunteer whether he thought it was ironic that he was trying to force a leaflet which was made by a cut down tree, right? Of which he replied, "It's recyclable." Which I said, "That doesn't matter. At its very genesis, that piece of paper, there was a tree cut down."
Exactly.
Now, surely these days, when climate is so important, surely they shouldn't be standing there handing out leaflets. Because when you're taking all the political parties everywhere across the country, that is basically the Amazon forest.
Or taking donors from coal barons.
Yes. Harumph.
My honest opinion is exactly the same.
When they work for the climate change and they're taking $100,000 off coal barons, is that what you call a coal monger?
Magnet. Yeah.
Barons.
Like a chick magnet.
What about them just shoving their leaflets in your face anyway? So my honest opinion is, I went and voted on Saturday, and they were like, "I reckon if they touch you with it, you're allowed to hit them. If they hit you with a leaflet, that should be the law."
I'd go a little bit further. You're allowed to whip them.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh. I'd put it, tie them to a tree and whip them.
Yeah.
But see, I'm on the border of this city electorate and Wentworth. So, is it Wentworthville or Wentworth?
Wentworth,
yeah. Mm. So, I've had like double the spruikers. Oh. And I was like,
you're sitting on that borderline. Borderline.
Thanks for a bit of Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna. Vote one Madonna.
But I mean, it's like,
it is crazy.
And people get, I was talking to actually someone about it. People get shamed into, so everyone, you know, when people grab them all, because I don't want everyone to know who you're voting for.
Yes. Mate, there was a bloke.
So I just grabbed my Palmer United leaflet.
Come on, we knew you voted.
Well, mate, have you seen how much?
One Nation. We know.
Have you seen how much advertising they do in the papers? Palmer United.
Palmer United spent $70 million.
$70 million.
Jeez, he must have some. Do you remember?
I know I've pissed things up a wall, but that's ultimately pissing up a
wall spent. Yeah, there was a person on the side of the road this morning just holding their candidate, just waving it like a Domino's pizza thing, waving around. And I'm thinking to myself, haven't you got better things to do?
Yeah, buy a surfboard.
I tell you what, there's a great name in the one. There's an independent in Wentworth, Allegra Spender.
Ooh,
what a great name.
There's been a lot of controversy.
She has been controversy, hasn't she?
Now, Ben.
Hey, Allegra Spender.
I have an honest opinion?
Yeah, because you've been very quiet this morning so far.
I do have an honest opinion. Politicians and sport don't mix. Stop trying to play sport.
Lock
we saw Johnny Howard. We saw Bob Hawke cop it in the face. Now we're seeing ScoMo on this election campaign time and time
again.
Do
with Boris Johnson.
Yeah. Boris Johnson did the same thing.
Boris Johnson, when he smashed that kid, he looked like a disheveled reptile coming out of the RSL.
Boris Johnson looks like a mess. He's a mess.
But does anyone purposely messes his hair up before he goes on air?
I reckon he does.
No, he does.
But does anyone in this room go, I'm going to vote for the person that can play soccer with the kids really well?
Do you know what? There are people that do. Because yesterday I was watching the morning programs and they were saying they interviewed the young kid and his mum and they said to the kid, what did the Prime Minister say when he bowled you over? And he said, you're good on your son. You're a good sport. And the people on the show went, oh, wow. Oh, isn't that nice? I've got a theory, right? Okay. Boris Johnson did it and it helped him win re-election. Do you think there might have been an element of...
Oh, I'm going to do a Boris.
No. He tripped.
He's not that smart. No, he's not that smart.
I'd love to see someone do a Bob Hawke and try to neck a yard glass in 12 seconds.
Mm. Yes. Well, that's the only way Morris is going to win the election.
Who do you reckon he'd go better at necking a yard glass? Albo?
Oh, fat Albo could have done it, but not skinny Albo.
Yeah. Albo looks like our mate Mark Fennessy. I looked at Mark Fennessy the other day. That mouse hair and the pointy face. Yeah. Do you know Bob Hawke, when he became Prime Minister, never had a drink the whole time he was Prime Minister?
No, I know.
That's impressive.
He made up for it.
He certainly did. Joey?
You know, Warnie's mum used to clean the lodge. She was the cleaner for Bob Hawke.
Was she?
Yeah.
Warnie's mum?
Yeah.
So hang on a second. So the lodge in Canberra, she was the cleaner?
Yeah.
But hang on. What, she used to drive there every day from Melbourne?
Yeah, she'd commute.
That's look a that long up on case,
Google.
A
Can we look that up in. On Google?
That's
my honest opinion is people crossing the road with headphones on and not even looking.
Yes.
There's an intersection near me. I reckon near every day I could run someone over and just give them a little beep and then they turn around and give you an absolute gobful.
What is going on
that? It's like what you're saying about people coming up and touching you with those pamphlets to vote.
What is going on with people walking in?
One a year, fair game.
What is going on with people walking in, like not looking at the little man and walking in front of... When there's a green light phones. And then you beep it and they look at you.
Phones. But people walk across the line and their phones the and they run straight into you. Phones.
Mate, when I used to leave Triple M through that really busy part, in Sydney there around Haymarket, honestly, I nearly hit people that many times. You'd see them standing there with a phone and you would slow down because you knew they were going to walk in front of your car.
Chaos. They're on the phone. You're on the phone while you're driving. It's a nightmare.
God, these young people. Young people these days.
Look where you're going.
It's disgusting.
It's a real art to be able to drive with your knees, and open a drink.
And swipe left.
And text at the same time.
Remember the old man used to do that? The old man used to go, hey, boys, look at this. And he used to drive with his knees. And I'd say, I want to be like that guy one day.
I have done that to my kids.
Have you really?
Yeah.
What about Uncle Craig? Remember Uncle Craig? We'd hop in the back of his Mitsubishi. No seatbelts, mind you, back in the day.
He had a Sandman.
Had a Sandman, yeah. Sandman. And he'd go, hey, boys, we're about to do some fishies. And he'd just start ramming it. And we'd be just laughing in the back.
We'd be like Bart and Maggie, just smashing into the sides of the Sandman.
Not realising we were seconds away potentially from death.
Oh, how good were the 80s?
Uncle Craig was vague. we'll take a break after the break. If you thought that was whinging... What's up, Joey's nose?